We're talking with Jeff Deskovic, who is with It Could Happen to You and also the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice. Jeff was in Albany this week in support of the campaign for Matt Toporowski for DA, District Attorney in Albany County. But Jeff, why don't you just start off by giving us a little bit of a background about, you know, what is It Could Happen to You and why are you involved with criminal justice advocacy reform issues?
It Could Happen to You is a statewide coalition made up of people who've been exonerated, people falsely accused but acquitted, criminal justice reform-minded organizations, individual advocates, family and friends of people who alleged they're wrongfully imprisoned, and just everyday concerned citizens who are interested in criminal justice reform. I got involved in doing advocacy work because I spent 16 years in prison from age 17 to 32 for a murder and rape, which I was exonerated of through DNA testing. And so this is my life now, trying to make a difference in helping people who are in the same position that I was in and trying to assist bringing about changes to prevent that from happening in the first place.
What were some of the, you know, reforms you've been pushing, the coalition's been pushing at the state level?
So number one, the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. So it's an independent oversight board that would review allegations of prosecutorial misconduct. And we're also pushing there's a law that mandates that police videotape interrogations, but there are exceptions to that. And we're trying to, such as second degree murder, sex offense cases, drug cases, and we're trying to get rid of those exceptions. So we already passed the commission bill, but then the District Attorney Association of New York brought a lawsuit and they challenging the commission, and the judge found a problem with the appeal process within it. And so he invalidated the statute. So we're in the middle of trying to repass it with a tweak that takes into account the judge's decision.
Now, was prosecutorial misconduct, you know, part of the problems with your own wrongful conviction?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Specifically, the prosecutor never turned over crucial information that about the medical examiner been complained of in neighboring jurisdictions, and then he also made improper arguments. It's a factor that causes many wrongful convictions, including other colleagues of mine, including H. Bosch Jr., a person that you and I know, both know prosecutorial misconduct was in his case as well.
So you were in town this week with other people, you know, supporting the campaign of Matt Toporowski for district attorney, I guess running against David Suarez. Been there a long time, but I remember when David was actually first elected, you know, he was the reform candidate. So, you know, why are people rallying behind Matt?
Because District Attorney Suarez is opposed to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. He was the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit that invalidated it. And basically any kind of criminal justice reform initiative, DA Suarez opposes. Whereas Matt supports the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. Matt wants to have a conviction review unit within the DA's office that would proactively look for other wrongful conviction cases. DA Suarez doesn't have a unit like that. Matt has pledged to work with It Can Happen to You and other advocates, walking the halls of Albany, the legislature, using the DA's office to weigh in on pending legislation. He will be in support of reforms designed to make the justice system more accurate and more just, and that's why I was in town to endorse Matt along with other exonerees.
Now, you spent quite a bit of time in prison for, you know, a charge you were not, you know, guilty of. You know, how does that, I guess you come out and become an attorney, but how does that, I mean, how do you deal with that, you know, losing so much of your life to prosecutorial misconduct?
Yeah, I do the advocacy work that I do, and that gives meaning to me. I believe I'm in the world to fight wrongful conviction. That's how I make sense of everything, and that's how I avoid losing my mind. And, you know, the vehicle that allows me to do that is just doing the advocacy work. So You know, I did start the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice, and we were able to free 7 people, and we helped pass 3 laws even before I was with It Could Happen to You, and then we did another 3. So, but I went to law school, just wrapping up, I went to law school because I wanted to represent some of the clients myself personally, and, you know, getting that extra credential would help me do that.
So what are some of the key issues besides prosecutorial conduct issues that are involved in the district attorney race, and how do the candidates differ on it?
Yeah, sure. So Matt is in support of discovery reform, which pertains to sharing information between both sides. District Attorney Soares opposes that. He argues that it will create a public safety issue. But you know, both sides, as I see it, that both sides should have access to the same information. Matt's in favor of releasing rehabilitated prisoners who have compromised immune systems who pose no threat to society in response to the COVID-19. You know, DA Soares has been silent on that issue. You know, Matt is in support of the, as I mentioned, videotaping interrogations. So DA Soares is opposed to that in terms of. There's another issue, which was, give me one second, implementation of restorative justice program, which restores people back to, it allows people, the criminal offenders, as well as the, crime victims to get to a place of healing. You know, incarceration is not the answer to everything. So he's in support of that, like as a diversion to incarceration in cases where that's appropriate. You know, DA Soares doesn't have a program like that. Matt is in favor of that.
And what's, Matt's background in criminal justice, reform issues?
Matt is a former prosecutor. He worked as a prosecutor for 3 years, including a year in District Attorney Soares' office, and now he's a defense attorney. And he had shared with me that the reason why he left is because he saw that there was information that was supposed by law was supposed to be turned over to defense lawyers, and that was not the culture that was going on within that office. Or in addition to that, he was told that he was supposed to. The prosecutors there wanted him to seek as much time as possible for everybody, whereas. You know, in going on a case by case basis, you know, Matt thought that incarceration was not you know, a long, lengthy incarceration stay wasn't appropriate in all cases. And so he actually got called on the carpet for doing that. But then lastly, as a defense lawyer, he had mentioned that there was a case that he did as a defense lawyer against the Albany DA's office that really affected him, in which black and brown jurors were being excluded off of juries. Prosecutors were just striking them as being jurors on the basis of race, which, you know, you're not allowed to do that.
We're talking with Jeff Deskovic, who is with It Could Happen to You, particularly about the district attorney race in Albany County. Jeff, if people want more information, how can they get that?
People can send me an email at jeff@deskovic.org, or they could look at my website, www.deskovic.org. That's DESKOVIC.org.
And is there, you know, particularly anything people can do right now if they, you know, do want to impact upon legislative issues around prosecutorial conduct?
Yeah, they can contact their elected officials and voice support for the repassage of the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. That would be huge. Lastly, on June 23rd in the Democratic primary, please, vote. No matter which candidate you're going for, vote. Very, very important.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.